I had a surprise last night because Alex kind of took my matins. So I'm going to read the same passage over and look at it a different way anyway. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, nor what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, of being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. And I like...
Which verse is it?
I went verse 33 when it says, but seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well. Because, you know, we have so many things. You know, it's just almost ridiculous how much we have that we just take for granted, and especially people in America. I hate to get, I'm always getting down on, you know, Americans and all this stuff, but I think it's surprising for Americans, because this is comparatively, you know, the land of plenty, and people just take, you know, all the fantastic resources and power and riches of this country for granted. And I'd always heard about this country's riches, and I thought the people, you know, must be really, you know, thankful to the Lord and stuff for all that they'd given him. And about 6 years ago, I immigrated to America, and I came from a little English country village, and the first sight, you know, I saw this great country was Manhattan, and, you know, talk about a culture shock. And it's surprising, you know, that I'll get off Americans back, but the people aren't as thankful and of all that God has given them. You know, it's, your cup really does overflow if you really think about it. Every little thing is just, you know, it's just an unspeakable good, because, you know, it's a gift that you get for granted, and I don't think we should, although we all do it, we shouldn't do this, we do it all the time. And I think if you should maybe do it less often, it'd be better. And I'm going to end with a quote from my youth, when my father, when I'd be telling me what I was always, you know, down or something. And he'd say, count your every blessing, name them one by one, and you will be surprised what the Lord hath done.